Está escuchando el Touchdown, segmento donde repasamos toda la acción de la NFL. Te saluda Juan, el poderoso Romero, conmigo The Real DJ Fatboy, que está ahí enfocado, buscando nuevo coach ya, los Cowboys de Dallas.
Eso viene pronto, new coach.
También tenemos a Mr. Dale. Mr. Dale, una cara triste.
Oh, man, una cara triste. Estoy llorando, hasta yo creo que... I got a mosquito bite on my face, and
hold
I think
on.
It was Lamar
Am I
Jackson.
The only winner this week?
You're the only winner this week.
Oh,
I don't even think the Broncos won today.
You're not the only winner.
Oh, sí, tenemos un invitado especial.
Un
invitado especial acaba de bajarse del avión privado. Acaba de llegar al estudio directamente del aeropuerto. Mr. Worldwide. Luimi, what's up, Luimi?
Hey, saludo. ¿Cómo están?
Luimi's big time Patriots fan. I think... Lo considero como uno de los pocos real New England Patriot fans. We can go back and forth. No solo bandwagon Patriot fans, que hay bastante por ahí. He's a real one.
He didn't just buy a jersey last week, you know what I mean?
Right. So, entonces, esta semana, Fatboy lo trajo porque dijo que quería comentar sobre el partido que jugaron contra los Cowboys. Que Fatboy todavía está fresquecito en la mente de él esa derrota del domingo.
Te lo juro, Juan, que yo pensaba que íbamos a ganar. It should have been a game that we won, pero it's the Patriots, man. Bill Belichick. Yo creo.
How much did they pay?
And I think Luimi knows.
I think Luimi knows.
Bill Belichick was on the roof.
Did Robert?
He was on the roof.
Did you see that too? I thought that was fake news. Oh, man.
Bueno, empecemos con ese partido, ya que estamos hablando de eso. Entonces, vamos a empezar con ese partido. El marcador final fue 13-9.
Sí.
It was a 4-point game, right? En la lluvia, en el viento allá en Foxborough. El touchdown fue el único que vimos, ¿vale? El touchdown que vimos en la primera mitad.
Yeah, de Brady. Solo había un touchdown.
¿Cuál es el receptor ese? Who's that new kid? I don't know that kid, el receptor que hizo.
He's a new kid. Who?
Su nombre es Nikhil Harry. Es el first round draft de los Patriots de este año. Y ese fue su segundo partido empezando en el NFL. En el primer partido no tuvo mucha acción, pero en este ya lo envolvieron un poco más. Porque estaban un poco cortos con los recibidores, como Mohamed Sanu tiene un injury en el ankle, y también está el otro afuera, Philly Dorsett, también estaba fuera del partido.
That's right.
Ese era su momento para él irse al otro nivel y demostrar lo que puede hacer.
Y lo hizo contra los Cowboys.
It was funny porque cuando él hizo el touchdown, everybody was just like, who is he? Who is this kid? Yeah,
exactly.
Like,
everybody
I was watching
fantasy team.
And I was just like, who is this kid? And I was just like, he must be new.
I played DraftKings, and whoever picked him, oh my God, it made some money.
Sí, Nikhil Harry fue el recibidor número 75 que Brady le ha tirado un touchdown. Entre toda su carrera, el número
75.
Sí, y este es un año donde han habido muchos recibidores nuevos. Tuvo un touchdown Antonio Brown.
Most quarterbacks don't even get to 75 touchdowns. Period.
Yeah, exactly. Period.
Talk about 75th receiver.
Sí, well,
El partido en sí, ¿cómo lo vieron? ¿Cómo tuvo oportunidades para ganarlo Dallas? Yo creo ese partido. Lo tuvo bastante al alcance, lo que es para ganar ese partido. Y decisiones de Garrett al final, obviamente yo creo que Fatboy va a hablar más en detalle sobre esas decisiones que en realidad hay bastante que desear, especialmente en ir por un gol de campo sabiendo que todavía te necesitabas otro touchdown. Estaba eso ya a mitad del cuarto quarter, creo, para terminar el partido. He went for a field goal, he got the points. Good for me, because I had Maher on my fantasy team, pero para los Cowboys luego... Les quedó corto el tiempo para tratar de remontar el marcador. ¿Qué es lo que se está hablando en Dallas ahorita, Fatboy?
I mean, en realidad, Jerry Jones dijo que it was poor coaching. Y yo...
He didn't hide it.
I mean...
First of all, why is the owner talking after every game? Like he's a coach?
You know how Jerry Jones is.
Why?
Like I said, Jerry Jones has to be in the media, and it's because we are America's team.
Ah, okay.
No. Ahora hay un nuevo America's team. Y son los New England Patriots.
Six rings, baby.
Hey, no, but real talk. Esa llamada de ir por un gol de campo, basically, cuando we are in a position para ganar ese partido, porque the Patriots didn't come out like the way the Patriots did. Normalmente, Tom Brady comes out, has touchdowns across the board, pero ese era un partido that it wasn't going.
I mean, la defensa de usted estaba buena, pero el clima también afectó.
Exactamente, el clima afectó bastante.
Pero el comentario que más me llama la atención de Jones es que dice, para yo tener todo este talento en el equipo, no debo estar tan estresado durante los partidos. Basically saying that he's put a good team out there for Garrett, and Garrett is messing it up.
I mean, at the end of the day, he's right. Porque Jones goes out there, pays these players to play.
And the drafts have been good, too.
$90 million and still don't play.
No, you see, but it's not even that. At the end of the day, it comes down to the offensive coordinator, which is Kellen Moore. Al final del día, on the fourth down, it's not up to Kellen Moore to go for it or not. It's up to Jason Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his puppet. En mi opinión, if you are en una posición para ganarle a los Patriots y teniendo una defensiva the way that we do, top five, you have to go for it. And if you don't go for it, okay, está bien. You basically back them up where you trust your defense. Ahí lo que hizo Jason Garrett said, I don't trust my defense. I don't trust my offense. Let's play it safe, be conservative, and what happens? Eso es lo que pasa when you play conservative, when you have aggressive players. Pierden.
I think lo único que le salva el trabajo a Garrett esta temporada es si gana un partido de playoff. Porque Eagles are doing bad right now, too. They lost to Seattle at home. So it's looking more likely que los Cowboys van a ser...
Juan, if we make the playoffs... We might not even go past the first round. You want to know why? Ese año no le hemos ganado a un equipo with
nadie.
A winning
bueno,
record.
A
puede
nadie.
Ser que les toque este jueves contra Buffalo que vienen a jugar con ustedes en AT&T Stadium for Thanksgiving. Buffalo is an 8-3, but it's a mirage to me. They got the same problem that los Cowboys que solo le han ganado equipos
with losing records.
So something's got to give during that game. Pero they got a good defense, Buffalo.
I mean, no voy a decir que the game was... You know, that other people didn't have a fault porque esos two penalties of tripping.
Oh, here we go.
No, the NFL came out and apologized.
¿Cuánto pagó, Jimmy? ¿Cuánto pagó?
No, but la NFL came out y dijo, hey, era un error de parte de nuestra, you know, like from their team, but it's that doesn't do nothing now. Pero algo that I've always said is don't put the game in the ref's hands.
There you go.
You have to win it. You have to go out there and win it. The Cowboys came up short. Luimi's Patriots came out with a W.
What was it? Was Cooper's catch a catch that they reversed?
No, it wasn't a catch. I mean, he did catch it, but it bounced off the turf. He didn't have a complete 100% position. It was the right call. It was the incomplete pass.
So es posible que Garrett gane la división esta temporada and still be fired at the end of the season. Is what you're telling me.
Si no va a los playoffs, if he doesn't go.
I think he's going to the playoffs. I don't think Philly's going to catch him anymore. I thought they were going to get the Seattle win, and they didn't.
We are going to go to the playoffs. We might get the first playoff win, but we're not going to go to the NFC Championship.
Somebody's
playing,
coming to...
Playing the way we're playing
yo no
and
creo.
Being coached
no,
the way we're
No, because
coached.
It's
we're
either
going
Seattle or it's either Seattle or Minnesota right now that are the wild card teams.
Right.
That go into AT&T Stadium.
And we lost to both of them.
Yeah.
So.
And then you guys are going to lose to us on December 11th as well.
Hey, we're going to get to your loss next. Don't talk just yet.
I'm allowed to say anything before Thanksgiving, okay?
So, entonces, va a ser interesante. If that's the road they're going to take, if they're going to fire him, he's going to basically win the last three divisions, right?
Yeah.
Division titles and still be fired, but he can't. Win like consistently.
He can't, and it's. I mean, it's hard as a fan, you know, to saber que tu equipo has all these weapons que tienen el talento necesario para ganar, and they just don't. Like, I don't know the way it feels to be a Redskins fan, and I feel sorry, but they have heart. But it's just like it's heartbreaking to see your team lose. I mean, you guys are used to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But no, but I mean, like, real talk, like, it's hard. And like Luis over here laughing because the Patriots never lose. You know, but I mean,
no, but see, Luis is real fan. He knows about the bad days too,
England. Of course.
In the 90s and the 80s, where they were the Redskins basically
but
in those years.
Transitioning, I don't think the Patriots or any AFC team has an answer to what we saw last night.
Oh, you talk about el ataque.
Oh, man, damn. Oh, wow.
The Ravens, the Lamar Jackson, the también la defensa de Baltimore, which is a lot of people not giving enough credit because they blanked the Patriots when they went to Baltimore, too. Yeah. La defensa de Baltimore está jugando bien también. Pero ayer era diferente. Mr. Dale, I want to see your face while I'm talking to you. How could you watch that game last night?
Mira, I was watching the game till about the third quarter. I'm not going to lie. No lo voy a mentir. No podía verlo ya. Like, it's crazy. They double-teamed my man Aaron Donald. Okay, so we couldn't do nothing there. I still don't know how there was gaps open where Mark Ingram played. If you guys ever seen Emmitt Smith play back in the day, Mark Ingram is in it like an exact mirror to that. I don't know, man. Anoche lloré. That's all I can say. Anoche lloré. I know I text you guys and I was like, oh my God, what is going on? I don't know what's happening. And I knew, like I said last week, vamos a perder. That's fine. I get it. I was hoping 34-28, you know, but that 45-6, bro, eso duele. Eso duele.
La cara de Sean McVay was just like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Él no sabía qué hacer. No,
Wade Phillips también. Wade Phillips.
They had an equation and they couldn't figure out the problem. It was like trigonometry to them. They were like, do I put a one here? What do I do? And thank God, I mean, having Robert Woods back, having Cooper Kupp and Brandon Cooks, which is an old Patriots, we had our team right back. I said, okay, we should be all right. I know we're going to lose, but así, no. And then, you know, only having Gurley was not even being played like that, and he kept getting stopped. He only had 22 yards. I mean, it was just ridiculous. There was no way for
lo
us to win.
Lo que seguían diciendo durante el partido es que Jared Goff va a ser 32 millones de dólares y Lamar Jackson va a ser 2 millones de dólares.
2.5. And mira, la diferencia y cómo juega Lamar Jackson. He's unstoppable. Baltimore is going to win the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. They're taking the AFC away from the Patriots this year.
Hold on. A third of the season
mira,
left.
Mira cómo han jugado the past five games.
Okay, pero
it's unstoppable.
Winning in November don't win you the championship in February.
Baltimore is going to win the Super Bowl, and I'm telling it right now. Lamar Jackson's unstoppable. Can't nobody stop them. Not the Patriots, not the Skins, not the Cowboys.
What are the Skins for? What are we going to do?
We're going to get in the way on 95?
No, but real talk, once the playoff starts, the regular season.
It's a different game.
It doesn't matter no more.
You think Belichick isn't plotting at least 1 hour a night right now, 1 hour per night right now, trying to focus on the Ravens right now?
Hold on real quick. If there is somebody on top of, what's the Baltimore Stadium's name?
M&T.
If somebody's on M&T, it's Robert Kraft needs to be out there. Seriously. In order to win the AFC, he needs to be out there and watching that because you guys say, oh, it's different in playoffs, and you're absolutely right. Cambia todo. Pero, así como cambia todo, la gente trying to get to the game, Lamar Jackson's just going to go up and up.
A third of the season is still left. Te lo dije ayer. Claro. Todavía faltan 5 partidos de temporada regular y los playoffs. We were cruising high the same way Ravens fans were cruising high with Lamar Jackson, los Redskins también, until, bam, the hit happened with Haloni Ngata and basically bent his knee in half to RG3.
Right.
So if he keeps going out of the pocket like that, it's a lot more risk. Bastante riesgo que le va a pasar lo mismo. O sea, no es que lo desee que pase, pero, o sea, that's just reality, la realidad que estamos ahorita en la liga. He can't do that all year long, I think.
He did it last year.
But he got hurt last year. He was always in concussion protocol last year.
It was a thumb situation. It was nothing.
No, he had two concussions last year.
This year,
he's just been able to avoid the hits. Again,
remember, like they said last night, they have made that team around Lamar Jackson.
Sí, pero también hay una cosa que no me gusta hablar del año pasado, lo que pasó el año pasado, pero mira lo que pasó con los Rams.
Sí.
Tenían la ofensa número uno, que yo dije, para poder parar a esta gente va a ser casi imposible. Porque estaban jugando, creo que mejor que lo, de los Rams 99, del 2000. Estaban jugando súper bien en defensa, en ofensiva, estaban imparables. Lo mismo pasó con Kansas City Chiefs.
Igual,
estaban,
número
Patrick
uno.
Mahomes, eso mencionamos anoche, que así, así como estábamos hablando de Baltimore ayer, estábamos hablando de Kansas City el año pasado.
Quick question. Who exposed the Rams last year?
Saints.
No.
The Saints. See?
Yeah, the Saints did
Saints
twice.
Did. The Saints did twice.
Saints, no, but I'm talking about coming into this year. It was at the Super Bowl. Patriots went in and dissected you guys, which transitioning into this year, ever since the Super Bowl game, you guys haven't been able to do what you guys did last year.
No, you guys have.
Hold on, hold on. Hablemos las cosas como son. Saints should have been in the Super Bowl last year.
That's a fact. But we cannot go back and change history.
Right.
The only thing is you guys have one of the I could say two of the highest paid athletes on your roster, which is your quarterback,
Aaron Donald, and
your
Jerry
running
Goff.
Back. Todd Gurley last
and
night.
Aaron
had,
Donald, too.
Aaron Donald and.
Todd Gurley anoche tenía 22 yardas. Lamar Jackson had 95 yards.
He had 70 yards before the half.
And he is a quarterback. Then you have Mark Ingram with 111
Explosive.
Yards.
Explosive.
Killing it. The thing is, cuando uno se prepara para jugar contra los Ravens, you're not playing.
You're not playing an offense. You're playing.
It's you're not playing a quarterback. You don't like when you prepare to play against the let's say the Patriots. You look at Tom Brady. He's not a running threat. He's a pocket quarterback. As long as you're bringing the rush, he's gonna take a sack. He's gonna protect himself. Cool.
Right.
When you prepare against the Ravens, it's Lamar Jackson is another running back.
You
can throw the ball. He's not a quarterback. He's a running back that can throw the ball.
He's learning to throw the ball better than he did
Absolutely.
Last year. I'll give you that.
Yesterday, he stayed in the pocket. He was very, very poised, and he was waiting for plays to develop. And it was just like,
last night,
and he could do whatever he wanted. He was learning how to just look off safeties. He was looking this way, and then all of a sudden, he knew where the his wide open receiver would be at. And it was just nonstop. Six plays or six drives, six touchdowns.
La única manera que yo veo que un equipo vaya eliminando a Baltimore is if they get up to a lead first. The thing is, they don't trail ever.
It's impossible.
O sea, they always score on their first drive. And a lot has to do with the que dicen que Harbaugh has some smart guy that works with them, the assistant that says, when to go for fourth down or when not. And they go for fourth down a lot more than any other team.
Did you guys see what Lamar Jackson did at the end? We talked about it a little bit last night.
It was fourth and I think
fourth and third.
And punting team estaba in la cancha already. They were already get set to go, and then Lamar Jackson just runs out there.
He said, no.
And Harbaugh was just like, he was mad because I guess that he didn't okay it.
And they called a timeout.
And then they called a timeout. Después of the timeout, they come back on, and then they go for it, and he picks up the first down.
Dios mío.
So, Rams, are they done or you still got a chance?
I mean, it's no point, but yeah, I mean, we still got a way to get a wild card. It's possible.
When we play Arizona this week, hopefully you should take care of Arizona. ¿Con quién más les toca jugar? Van a jugar con Dallas, yo sé que van a jugar con Dallas.
Van a jugar con Dallas el 11 de diciembre, eso yo sé. ¿Dónde estamos?
Si no van a sufrir lo que le dicen la famosa Super Bowl hangover o resaca de Super Bowl, not be able to make the playoffs after going to the Super Bowl the year before.
I mean, Atlanta, same thing happened in Atlanta two seasons ago.
Sí, el único equipo que no le pasa eso es a los Patriots. They don't get hangover.
Man.
A nosotros, a los Redskins también no les pasa eso porque nunca están en los playoffs, so no hay oportunidad de tener el hangover.
Ni
tomamos. So who else you got?
I'm trying to, my computer's acting retarded. Here we go. We have this Cardinals, the Seahawks, Cowboys, the 49ers, and the Cardinals again. Basically, four division games. And Cowboys.
49ers.
I mean, in realidad, I don't see.
That's what I said.
The Rams making the playoffs this year, and it's
contra los Cardinals. I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Porque la cosa es, first of all,
our division is hard.
La división está dura. And then to make the wild card, you have all these other NFC teams that are doing good.
Bueno, vamos a analizar un poquito del partidazo que viene esta semana entre San Francisco y Baltimore, here in Baltimore. Pero vamos a hablar un poquito de los Redskins, de la victoria que consiguieron el domingo. Para mí una victoria, yo le estaba hablando a Manuel durante el partido, we lost two seeds in the draft for winning.
The Bengals still got it, right?
The Bengals still got it, and they got a two-game lead now in losses. So, entonces, basically, te estás eliminando de ser top three pick con esa victoria. And for me, it's a hollow victory. Porque entrando al fourth quarter, Haskins tenía 114 yardas, creo, de ofensiva todo el partido, entrando al último 10 minutos del fourth quarter. They ended up having 230 yards of total offense. Haskins, in himself, which I'm not going to blame him. O sea, he's learning. It is what it is. 13 pases completos de 29 intentos, 156 yardas, 0 touchdowns, 1 pick. He missed like 6 receivers. Wide open.
Wide open.
Wide open todo el partido. He's not there yet. And I don't care if he loses or not. I don't care. No me importa si pierde o no. Pero por lo menos demostró que en el cuarto periodo, cuando necesita poner el equipo en sus hombros, lo hizo. Eso pudo hacerlo bien. Pero I need him to play all game like that. ¿Me entiendes? Que tenga esa intensidad todo el partido. La defensa básicamente es el que hizo este partido para Washington. Tuvieron 4 entregas de parte de Detroit. You know, 4 turnovers is always good. Y pudieron mantener a Detroit que hiciera field goals en vez de touchdowns. So, ellos hicieron un buen trabajo. Yo no esperaba que el partido hubiera sido así. Yo pensaba que Haskins iba a poder lucir un poquito más porque la defensa de Detroit es horrible. Es horrible la defensa de Detroit. Y I don't want this to be like false hopes for Haskins, because te lo dije durante el partido, Manuel. Detroit, there was zero pass rush. Tenía todo el tiempo en el mundo para hacer estos pases, and he was still missing them. O sea, so.
Pero viene con experiencia también.
Exacto, por eso te digo.
This is what we wanted.
Yeah,
esto es lo que queríamos.
I want him to learn, but I don't want to say that he had a good game.
He's progressing.
Sí, y también podemos decir que hay falta de experiencia porque al final del partido, instead of taking the victory knee, él estaba tomándose
una foto.
Un selfie. I mean, you gotta feel the kid, okay? It's his first game as a starter.
No.
It's his first win.
His first win as a
starter. And es el primer gane aquí en
FedEx Field.
He was excited. En un año.
Estaba emocionado. Y también, según lo que dijo después de la conferencia de prensa, es que él pensaba que ya había 0 minutos en el reloj. Porque era una intercepción. They said, okay, you got to go back and take a knee. There's still 5 seconds left. He thought it was over. That's what he said. It's not being aware. ¿Qué te dije en la serie anterior? The Redskins should have ended the game with a field goal, period. Porque Haskins completó un pase para McLaurin. Mm-hmm. Y McLaurin cayó adentro del terreno de juego. Le dio la posesión como para que el gol de campo sería menos de 40 yardas. So Haskins, en vez de correr y tener el equipo, get him ready to go to kill the clock. He goes to celebrate with McLaurin. So then he forces el coach Callahan a usar su último timeout with 20 seconds left.
To stop the clock.
So we kick the field goal. They didn't even run another play. Kick the field goal, and it gives another chance for Detroit.
To come.
You should have just killed the clock, make another running play a little bit to get towards the center of the field and make it an easy field goal, maybe get 5 yards. And then let the clock go all the way down to 3 seconds or whatever.
But that's where experience comes in.
Right,
exactly.
An experienced
quarterback with a nose.
Awareness. That's what you need from him. Mm-hmm. But they're killing him, though. The press is killing him. Local press, they love picking on Haskins now. I don't know why. O sea, para mí, él está aprendiendo todavía.
Para mí, Lolo, it's just like, you guys querían que él ganara. He won. Let him be. He's going to learn. Él va a aprender de sus errores. Like, he's going to learn.
Tú sabes lo, the funny thing about this whole thing is that not even Juan picked his team this week.
I did.
Yeah, we both. We picked the Redskins. Not even Juan picked his own team.
Because I want him to lose. I want the second pick.
No, to be honest.
Detroit put up a good game, too.
If you guys haven't done nothing all season, you guys have 5 games. If it's just like, hey, you know what? Let's be smart.
No,
get
I don't want the players to want to lose. I want them to lose, but I don't want the players to not play. Like, oh, Because some of these players not even under contract. They're playing for another contract for another team next year, man.
Well, that's true as well.
They got to play. No, you can't tell a player, no who at BN because we want this number two pick.
What happens if the Raptors come out and they win the next five games? You see, exactly. Exactly.
It's a lost season then, because you at least, if you have a losing, really losing season, you get top five.
Well, yeah, that's it. The Bengals got the number one pick next year. So, yeah.
Well, the Bengals made a switch. They're trying to win games too.
They went back to Dalton. Yeah.
Which I don't know why. They should just lose the rest of the season.
He's got more completions than the new guy. I know that, but that's it.
No. Pero digamos, entonces el punto es de que yo quería que ellos tuvieran por lo menos la segunda selección, because you got Chase Young out there, who's beasting out there at Ohio State, the defensive end, the pass rusher. Or if they pick him number one and then comes that quarterback from LSU, the Redskins, if they're going to be invested in Haskins, that means somebody wants to go up and get a quarterback. They can get the picks back that they don't have. They don't have a second-round pick for this year. They need a second-round pick.
We don't have any picks for, like, 20 years. So don't talk about round pick. No tenemos nada. Like 5 years, no tenemos nada. Like we're gonna play with.
But you got a quarterback for $36 million per year.
Stop.
How about the running back?
I'll switch. No, I like Gurley. I'll keep Gurley. I don't know about Goff.
He's old, man.
Who, Gurley?
Yeah.
Gurley, what, 24, 25?
24, 25?
Nah, he's.
What are you talking about?
I didn't think he was more than like 25, 26, maybe.
No, man.
Nah, no creo.
Check y'all. He's not 24. He's not 24. I know that. His knees are already old. So, those are lo que pasó con nuestros equipos. Vamos a analizar un poquito más del resto de la liga. What else is going on in the league? Five more games left. This season went by fast to me. I don't know about y'all. It's already going by fast. How old is he? So, lo interesante que pasó durante esta semana.
He's 25 years old, just like I said. He was born 1994, August 3rd.
August 3rd. Bada bing, bada boom. They got a contract early then, a second contract.
Yeah, we got an extension, I think, for $54 million, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I stand surprised. And why is he always hurt then all the time? I thought it was because he was old.
Nah. It's cause he played, man. He plays. He plays the
That's
game.
Like you don't bust players.
You don't pay running backs. You gotta follow the New England.
New England. Okay, Trent Williams.
New England.
What was the other guy that they gave him $100 million for, and then he no hizo nada? Hainsworth. Hainsworth.
Yeah. But I'm talking about running backs now.
But it's the same thing. You guys talk about running backs. Don't get nothing out of it.
I know it happens, but you guys were in the Super Bowl last year. We at least.
You guys trying to get there.
All right, so vamos a regresar con más del touchdown next. Aquí, por eso. Regresamos con el touchdown. Ahora vamos a repasar más notas y noticias partidos de la NFL. ¿Con qué empezamos, Fatboy? What else was going on?
De los New Orleans Saints contra los Carolina Panthers, que casi pierden.
Casi pierden.
Los Saints. But I don't know McCaffrey. Breeze estaba orando, but they got lucky.
Panthers missed a chip shot field goal.
I don't think they got lucky. I don't think they got lucky. But I mean, they should have won the game automatically. That was already in the books. It had to be that close. With Christian McCaffrey, the way he's been playing all season long, it has to be that close.
Yeah, but we're talking about los Panthers que están 5-6. And the Saints get 8-2. We're talking about Drew Brees and the Saints.
Yeah.
They were AOs. At home, and they were supposed to win this game with ease.
No, tampoco. You can't just.
They could have lost a game. The only reason why they won was because the Panthers missed a field goal.
I mean, I give you that, but have you ever seen Drew Brees play with the last 20 seconds? That's like Aaron Rodgers. 20 seconds is under pressure. He will come. He will come with it. No,
you're not understanding what I'm trying to say. It shouldn't have been this close in the first place.
I think it should have been that close.
The New Orleans Panthers defense is supposed to be better than that. Then let Kyle Allen come into your house and put up that many touchdowns.
It wasn't Kyle Allen like that. I mean, yes, he did throw the Moore with DJ Moore.
Kyle Allen had 256 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks.
And Lattimore is out. And you only have Eli Apple on the backfield, of course.
I mean, but McCaffrey only had, what, 64 yards?
Only
64
yards? How many did Elliott have? Okay, so.
Oh, he always wants to go to that card. He always wants to go to that card. That's all I have. That's all I have. That's all
I mean,
the
Gurley had last night. Come on, bro. We can go there, too. We can go there, too.
Oh, no. But, I mean, wait, hold on. ¿Qué tú crees, Mr. Worldwide? Dime.
Bueno, yo creo que Allen está jugando muy bien. Para desde que tomó la posición cuando sacaron a Cam Newton. Y sí, el partido están en la misma conferencia, o siempre van a ser partidos cerca, porque claro, se conocen y juegan todo el tiempo.
Mm-hmm. Entonces, so it's kind of like a rivalry game, so claro.
Sí, siempre, you know? Siempre va a haber esos partidos que son bien cerca y que uno piensa que aquel equipo es mejor, pero son equipos que se conocen sumamente bien y saben lo que va a hacer uno, lo que va a hacer el otro.
Claro.
Pero hay que darle sus props a Allen, que está jugando muy, muy bien y ha sorprendido a todo el mundo. Y creo que si sigue jugando así, Cam Newton no va a recuperar su trabajo.
No, yo creo que ya está fuera.
Ya le está buscando otro equipo, yeah. ¿Dónde va a ir? ¿Va a venir a los Redskins? ¿O no se sabe?
No, Cam's going to the Broncos, es lo que he escuchado.
Puede ser.
Siguiendo en la NFC, los otros equipos duros se enfrentaron el domingo en la noche. San Francisco put the whoop ass on ahorita on the Packers.
Put a serious beating.
Ouch.
Allá en ¿dónde se llama? What's the name of that area?
Rambo
Santa
Field?
Clara. Santa Clara.
Oh, in San 49ers. Yeah, Santa Clara.
San Fran.
So I don't know why it took me this long. I believe in San Francisco now.
Oh, man.
It took me this long.
It took you this long?
Creer en ellos. Yeah. It took me. When they come here to FedEx Field, it only beat us 9-0.
Yeah, but it was like a mud bowl that game.
Remember that, the weather.
But yeah, but still.
The weather that game un poco difícil.
We played in the same conditions too?
Nah. I mean, it's a juego. That's one of the reasons why I didn't believe in the 49ers. But after the beatdown that they gave the Packers. That's ridiculous. Ahora el test, I guess the test in every game now is against the Ravens.
No, pero, that's
the new test.
¿Todo tienen el respeto for San Francisco or somebody still doesn't believe?
I told you guys last week that I thought they were going to beat Green Bay unless it was a close game and Aaron Rodgers had the ball last.
Yeah,
esa es la única forma.
¿De que van a ganar?
Que ellos iban a ganar. Yeah. And that the 49ers were bound to lose.
Garoppolo.
Yo después del
test. ¿Viviste años con Garoppolo? Do you believe in Garoppolo with San Francisco?
Sí. Muy buen quarterback, y sé que lo dejamos ir porque ya no había espacio y había que pagarle.
Because Brady wants to play till he's 50. So.
He's got another 5 years on him, or 4 more years, right? I think so.
Hey, man.
Sí.
If he can get it.
Sí, él ha sido muy sorprendente este año, todo lo que ha hecho. Yo a los primeros 4 juegos no creía en los 49ers.
Todos estábamos así.
Todos estábamos como, no receivers.
Yeah, pero no, sí tienen un buen equipo y creo que van a llegar lejos en los playoffs.
Quiero hacer la diferencia. Quiero también Emmanuel Sanders, lo que no ha jugado.
Mm-hmm. Sí.
Hace la diferencia. So they got like 3 good running backs that all can do the job.
Tevin,
Breida,
and ¿qué más?
Raheem. Yeah.
Oh.
So they got Kyle. I mean, Kyle Shanahan, he's a good offensive-minded coach, and he's got that defensive coordinator humming right now, all those plays, all those pass rushers.
And, I mean, and that defense is killer.
Pero, como dice James, la prueba viene este domingo cuando viajan aquí al área a jugar contra los Ravens de Baltimore.
Recuérdate, por ya casi 4 años estamos siempre the test is the Patriots. Everybody, so if you pay the Patriots, if you can beat the Patriots, you can get far. Now this year, I hate to say it, but if you can beat the Ravens, you can get far. Espérate.
No, ahí no estoy de acuerdo contigo, porque el año pasado los Patriots perdieron 5 partidos y ninguno de esos 5 equipos fueron a los playoffs, que fueron... perdieron con Jacksonville, perdieron con los Lions, perdieron de los Steelers, perdieron de...
¿Los Bills?
Otro equipo. No, fue de los Bills, pero fueron 5 equipos.
Miami, el último fluke play.
Miracle. Sí. Y entonces estaban en un stretch donde perdieron como 3 juegos corridos en diciembre, que nunca pasa. Perdieron de los Steelers y perdieron de Miami. Entonces, eso tampoco lo creo, que ese sea el test.
Like I always said, you can lose, uno puede perder in a regular season. You can lose against a good team or a bad team. Cuando los playoffs comienzan, todo cambia. Because it's win or go home.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the Patriots, Belichick and Brady tienen, it's a whole different mindset
and
when
Robert
the playoffs
Kraft.
Start, man. It's Luimi knows. Luimi, when it's playoff time for the Patriots, losses don't count. Losses do not count, man. I cannot stress this enough. Playoff times, Patriots es otro equipo.
Sí, claro. Pero con la ofensiva que siempre han tenido. Este año, it's not really there, but they still will make it.
So Gronk made that much of a difference, you think?
Of course. Of course.
Luimi?
Luimi?
Sí, Gronkowski es un jugador que solamente su presencia en el campo de juego ya es... tiene que poner por lo menos dos personas que lo cubran a él. Eso sí es una diferencia muy grande. Ahora mismo no hay un tight end. Los dos tight end que tenemos no son ni siquiera la mitad de lo que era él solo. No juegan, no es lo mismo. Pero la única manera es ahora que Mohamed Sanu se aprenda el playbook, porque es un jugador que acaba de llegar y haga algo porque es veterano. Entonces, si los rookies también, por lo menos...
Brillan. Yo sigo creyendo que van a llamar otra vez a AB.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No va a pasar. No creo que ya va a pasar. Fuera lo que más me gustaría, pero no creo que va a pasar.
Well, Tom Brady liked his apology. When he apologized, Tom Brady le dio like. So you never know, man.
I saw that.
You never know. ¿Qué más en la liga? ¿Qué más está pasando ahorita que quieren comentar ustedes?
Los Seahawks y los Eagles.
Eagles are done.
Yeah, I feel like Wentz.
And también Wentz is out.
Is he out?
Yeah, Wentz is out. Day to day.
Well, he's been playing horrible anyway. So
I know that we just touched down on this on the Seahawks and Philly game, pero I wanna go back a little bit and the stash. We need to put back the stash and take Nick Foles out. And the only reason why I'm talking about it because Nick Foles did what he did with the Philly or whatever the last four or five games and yeah, blah, 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 a few years ago. Pero the way the mustache, well, he's playing Minshew, Dios mío, a como jugó, a como está jugando Nick Foles, you can't compare it. And coming off like a rookie.
Sí, pero también creo que hay algo que tienen que tomar en cuenta que al principio de la temporada Nick Foles tuvo una fractura de su clavícula aquí arriba. Entonces, creo que lo apresuraron para que regresara a jugar y tenía que dejarlo descansar un poco más y que se acostumbrara, porque un hueso roto en cualquier parte del cuerpo...
Bueno, tal vez él mismo también, ¿no? Sabiendo que tiene al stash, como dice James. Me está quitando el trabajo,
exacto.
So yo tengo que jugar, ¿me
exacto.
entiendes? So,
sí,
tal vez por eso
esa presión, pero él tiene su contrato y si él cuando regrese demuestra que sí es un jugador sólido, no va a perder su trabajo. So él tenía que tomar un poquito más de tiempo, en mi opinión, y recuperarse 100% y después entrar al partido a jugar.
¿Qué no te gustó del partido de Foles? I mean, his stats weren't that bad.
No. If you watch the game, si tú hubiera visto el juego, the way that Stash runs, he's not like a Lamar Jackson. Let me not compare that. But él corre. Él no se queda in the pocket. He scrambles. He stays out. Like he throws the ball very well. He got a few interceptions. Yeah, I know that's going to be everybody's thing. Pero, like, Stash compared to Foles last year and this year, the beginning of the season, he only played 5 minutes in the first game. But... Nick Foles, I mean, he was a Rams twice, I think, and then he came back, then he left. Now he's, you know, he got a $140 million contract and so on and so forth. Pero para mí, Foles, no es nada.
I mean,
a comparado a como Stash jugó the last eight games, bro.
Nick Foles playing under pressure is a different quarterback
here we go.
Of him playing just a normal game. Let's go back to the previous season with the Eagles.
He played 5 games.
But who won the Super Bowl for them?
Yeah.
Was it Wentz or was it
Wentz
Nick Foles?
Got him there.
But no, okay. But who
Wentz
won the Super Bowl?
Wentz got him there.
Who won the Super Bowl?
The defense. Eagles defense won the Super Bowl.
Who was the quarterback that won the Super Bowl?
Nick Foles.
Thank you. That's okay. It. That's all I got to say. Why? Because of pressure.
The defense
who beat the Patriots that year? Nick Foles?
Who beat Nick Foles? The Patriots? Nick Foles.
I was so mad you guys let that happen. All right, let's see Minshew's numbers this year when he was playing. He had 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Pretty good completion percentage, 61.2. Let's go to Foles. Vamos a ver Foles. I know Foles hasn't done nada bueno, I guess. Solo para comparar. 68%, three touchdowns, one interception. If you prolong the numbers out, it's pretty much the same.
That's not one game. That's two games. That's two games.
Yeah.
That's two games. He got one interception in what, three
TDs? Three TDs. He didn't have anything this last game. Yeah, he had 0-0.
I mean,
I think Jacksonville in general is just disappointed. La defensa no ha sido la defensa que fue hace dos años cuando everybody thought they were going to be
really good.
When they had Bortles, yeah. So,
and Leonard Fournette, I mean, he did rock it, but I don't think he did.
Tennessee's put up 42 points on the Jaguars defense the backup quarterback.
No, with Tannehill.
Tannehill was the backup.
Tannehill basically is the runner.
Exactly.
He started the season as a backup, right?
Like Foles started the season last year as a backup.
Yeah, the stash is a backup.
He's a backup.
He came from Miami as a starter. So to me, I still think he's a starter. He's not a backup, in my opinion.
He came to backup Mariota. He's going to take his job.
He can play as a starter, but his job title is a backup quarterback.
All right. Since we're getting technical.
What's so technical about it? He's the backup quarterback. He started number two on the depth chart. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
So that's it. Can we talk about the Jets and the Raiders?
Oh.
The stomping that the Jets gave the Raiders.
You know we picked them, too, to win, though. Oakland.
I think we all swept.
We all did.
Oakland. We all did.
We all did.
Because they were playing good.
Porque los Jets, like, in all honesty, they haven't played good. I mean, besides, like, the Redskins. And I will point this out. Los Jets han mejorado. They have, but the sorry Jets beat the Cowboys. Not the good Jets. The sorry trash Jets beat the Cowboys.
But did they win or did they lose? Oh, man.
So are we believing in Sam Darnold then?
No, definitely not.
You're not?
No, creo que no.
No. Let's see the stats. He's pretty good. Yeah, he's pretty good. I don't think he's bad.
That game.
20 for 29, two touchdowns, zero picks.
315 yardas.
127.8 rating against the Raiders defense. Supposedly Raiders is pretty good. They contained the future Hall of Famer in Philip Rivers last week.
I don't believe him. I don't believe in Darnold. Just like I don't believe in Goff and so on and so forth. It's not gonna happen.
All right, so who do you believe in? Who are your quarterbacks then? The stash is number one for him.
The stash all day. I'll take the stash over Goff any day.
Oh, here we go.
I'll take the stash over Goff any day.
Listen, Dallas believes in everybody but his team.
No. I believe in my team. I just don't believe in my quarterback. I think that was ridiculous.
I don't believe in your running back.
I definitely don't believe in your running back.
Say what you really mind.
So why do y'all get mad that I say don't pay y'all running backs?
No, I didn't care.
No, he didn't care.
Oh, okay. I didn't care. I honestly didn't care, to be honest.
Running backs, you can find them at Home Depot. Wants to work for you, you know. You can find them anywhere.
What kind of team you're trying to put in together, Juan?
It's going to be fast, I'll tell
Look
you that.
The Patriots. Real talk. Luimi right now can tell you that the Patriots have not had a number one receiver have not had a number one running back in order to win
they,
Super Bowls.
No. Now, they've had number one receivers, not running backs.
They
not
don't
running backs.
Need them in
that's
order
because,
to
that's
win.
That's because Belichick switches running backs like it ain't nothing. He switches running backs like the Skins switched quarterbacks for the past 20 years. Let's be real.
Sí, pero en los últimos 20 años, los únicos recibidores o tight ends que se pueden decir que son número uno o que son una amenaza en cualquier juego, se puede decir que es Randy Moss. O se puede hablar de
Edelman también.
Gronkowski. Pero Edelman no es ni siquiera ha llegado al Pro Bowl en toda su carrera. So él no es en realidad una amenaza. De la manera que lo utilizan en el juego es lo que le da.
Pero la razón que Edelman no está en esa posición porque Gronkowski siempre le ha quitado la pelota.
No, porque
if you now that you take Gronkowski out, ¿a quién le va la pelota now? Es a Edelman.
No,
el primer año, y cada vez que Gronkowski goes hurt, because he's gotten hurt for the past 4 years, he's always out 4 or 5 games or more, and who's his number one guy? Edelman.
Sí, pero son posiciones diferentes. Tú sabes, claro. Edelman juega lo que él es slot receiver, y Gronk jugaba tight end. Mm-hmm. Son posiciones diferentes, pero sí es bueno y la manera que lo utilizan es lo que lo hace a ellos que sean successful en los partidos, de la manera que utilizan a Edelman. Pero Edelman no es un ni siquiera número 20 top receiver en la liga. En realidad, si tú miras los números que los tú pones, si tú lo pones ahora, no están ni siquiera en el top 15.
Bueno, ahora que lo están double cover every chance he gets right now. Sí, yeah. Sí, ahora, claro. Porque eso es lo único que tiene que, por lo menos de nombre, que tienen los Patriots. Pero the Patriots are a different animal, bro. Yeah. O sea, sí, la manera como ellos corren el equipo es diferente que otros equipos. You know, I mean, just the way they're able to consistently. Like, if you guys have a 10-6 season, it's a bad season. Like, for them.
Sí. Mi predicción para este año era que iban a ir 14-2. Al principio de la temporada se habló mucho que iban a ir undefeated porque tenían a Demaryius Thomas, tenían a Gordon, tenían un equipo sólido de recibidores, pero... Con todo eso, yo le ponía 14-2, porque ahora este stretch que viene ahora, los partidos son bien difíciles. Pero lo veo que van a terminar en el number one seed, por lo menos en el AFC. No creo que lo...
15-1.
No,
14-2. Porque si terminan 14-2, están empatados con los Ravens.
No, pero los Ravens todavía han perdido dos partidos. Van a perder más. No se van a ir on the field los Ravens.
Ah, ok.
Creo que van a perder dos partidos más.
So, ¿con quién tú crees que van a perder? ¿Con los
49ers?
Creo
que van a perder con los 49ers.
Ay, ay, ay.
Wow, no, vamos a hablar de eso ahorita, entonces. We gotta talk about that because we're about
Bosa
to pick the games.
Bosa is coming after him.
Bosa. They're going to do the same thing that they did with Aaron Donald last night with Bosa.
No.
They got other weapons, though, on the defensive line.
Yeah, they do.
Weapons. En ahí, en el único weapons que tienen ahora mismo en los Rams es...
Is out.
Donald. Tú le pones dos y ya lo agarraste. Los otros no pueden ir para atrás y él es demasiado rápido. Es un problema, Lamar Jackson, cómo lo van a parar en esta temporada.
Antes que escojamos partidos, you talked about it earlier. You touched on it a little bit.
Okay.
That you have no draft picks. The Rams right now.
Yeah.
Se le está cerrando la ventana para McVay? Because all these players mean they pay a lot of money for high expensive price players.
Yeah. I mean, and we're thinking about keeping Ramsey and extending him next season.
Oh, yeah.
Recuérdate eso también. So, I mean, I don't know what kind of money they're going to maybe offer this guy, pero we have to get rid of Goff.
Because you know the formula. Other than Brady,
but you can't.
Other than Brady, and the Patriots, the best formula right now is to win or to go to a Super Bowl, build a team around a first year good quarterback that hasn't reached his second contract yet, like when they did with Russell Wilson when he won the Super Bowl, like when Wentz won the Super Bowl. Once they hit that second contract,
Nick Foles won the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Nick Foles. But Wentz's season that
Wentz
led
got
them.
Him there.
Right.
Like I was saying, and Nick Foles just played the last
well,
game.
Well, exactly. Either way, they weren't high-priced quarterbacks.
Right.
Now you have a high-priced quarterback, high-priced running back, high-priced defensive lineman, and possibly a high-priced cornerback. Where the dilemma is, where is that window right now for the Rams?
We also have high-priced... tight ends. Higbee got paid $29 million. You know, well, he didn't get paid, but that was his contract. Either we have to get rid of McVay and find something. I don't think we need to get rid of McVay.
Come on now. You want Belichick?
But
chill.
That's the only thing we got at this point, trying to get Belichick. No, pero I think that Goff is we either need to improve him or find a better line to give him that time.
Yeah. No, but either way, you guys are better than Redskins. because the Redskins, we paid Alex Smith $20 million to sit on the bench, Trent Williams $14 million to not play. Jordan Reed had another $10 million.
Well, you guys could have fixed the Trent Williams situation.
Well, yeah. Jordan Reed was making another $10 million, didn't play ever. Vernon Davis barely played. He was making $6, $7 million. Offensive, didn't play.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Is AP coming back again? I mean, basically.
I think it's for 2 years, but the second year, you can cut him without getting a penalty. Okay. So, bueno. Vamos a los partidos entonces for this week. Fat Boy, get us started. What's the first game on Thanksgiving at 1 o'clock?
A las 2:30.
Oh, 2:30.
Los Chicago Bears se van a Detroit a enfrentarse con los Lions.
¿Quién? I'm sorry, hold on.
Bears at Lions. The Lions just lost to the Redskins.
Without Matty Stafford, I don't think the Lions can do it. I'm sorry.
Put me down for the Bears.
I'm gonna go with the Bears.
I mean, the Bears You were just so down on the Bears before.
Nah.
With Trubisky. You hate Trubisky.
Well, I don't like Trubisky. I don't like Trubisky. I think that Trubisky needs some kind of help. I don't know what he needs. He has a really good offense and a really good line. I don't see why he's not progressing. But, I mean,
they're wasting a good defense. With
against the Lions, it's just a game to game play.
Like a really nice defense with Trubisky not be able to give anything. The only good game he had was against the Redskins. So that's the only good game he had.
Este partido me voy con los Lions.
I think so, too. I go Lions on Thanksgiving at home.
At home, yep.
They want to go party afterwards.
Next game, a las 4:30, los Buffalo Bills se van a Dallas a enfrentarse con los Cowboys. I know who I'm going to pick. The Cowboys. It's a must-win game, yo creo.
If they lose, I think Garrett's done.
And I think the only reason that Garrett wasn't fired this week is because we have a Thursday night game. In my opinion.
What?
In my
opinion. Yeah, it could be true. I mean, that's why they didn't fire Gruden when he lost to...
That's true.
To
Jason Garrett has to go. He has to go.
Jerry, you really going to fire?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Eso es lo que yo pienso.
Jerry's letting him go.
But I picked the Cowboys.
Los Cowboys van a ganar porque este partido, como dice Fatboy, es de vida o muerte para ellos. Y ya desde anoche domingo, llegando a la casa, me imagino que le pelearon, tienen que arreglar todas las fallas y creo que Dak va a tener un buen partido and he's going to ball out. Y Cooper va a ir al juego porque no jugó el domingo.
No viajó a Boston.
He didn't even dress.
He didn't even fly with the team.
Cowboys always play good on Thanksgiving at home.
Yeah, they do.
So I go Cowboys.
I think we're all going Cowboys on this one.
Thursday night game. Los New Orleans Saints se van a Atlanta. Take on the Falcons.
New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans.
I'm going New Orleans.
Sorry, guys.
Uh-oh.
Falcons.
Uh-oh.
Si tú miras la manera que han jugado los últimos dos partidos, la defensa de los Falcons, están jugando muy bien y creo que le van a dar mucha lucha y están jugando en su casa.
¿Pero con quién perdió Falcons esta semana?
Los Falcons.
With the Buccaneers.
No, the Falcons no van a ganar este juego.
con tanta seguridad.
Recuerda. They lost their number one. Not their number one. Their tight end. They lost their second receiver, basically. And Austin Hooper has more yards than Julio Jones this year already. They're using Russell Cage in their W3, and it's not happening. Not against the Saints. It's not happening. They already beat him once. They already beat him once. No, they hope it'll be again.
I mean, I don't know. I might have to agree with Luimi because the reason is, look at the way that the Saints almost lost this week.
It was a divisional game, bro. Ese juego tenía que ser that close.
Put me down for the Falcons.
Okay. All right.
I go Saints.
I'm going Saints.
All right, Sunday.
All right, el partido. I think this is going to be the game of the week right here. The San Francisco 49ers winning out of Baltimore to take on the Ravens.
How the hell is that game not flexed?
Yeah.
It should have been prime time.
Because prime time game, El Domingo is...
They switched it to Raiders Chiefs because they said that they was going to be for the division. I remember 2 weeks ago when they flexed it. Raiders Chiefs is the national game on CBS.
What are you guys doing, 49ers or the Ravens? After last night's game, let's see.
I believe, you see, okay. Like Osa says, I believe in the Ravens and Lamar, but it's... See, those 49ers beginning, and they stopped the running game off break.
Nobody's been able to stop the running
game. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying if.
It's got to happen one day.
Exactly.
This next season.
If the 49ers beginning, and they stop their running game, it's going to change the whole game. And I feel like they're going to be able to expose the Ravens. So put me down for the 49ers.
49ers, baby. Y sí, y no lo estoy diciendo porque quiero que pierdan los Ravens o que ganen los 49ers, pero sí creo que este es el único equipo, este va a ser el test de los Ravens para ver si es verdad que sí son un equipo de verdad, porque este equipo sí tiene defensa, tiene buenos jugadores atrás, los cornerbacks son buenos, so este va a ser el test de Lamar Jackson y los Ravens. No creo que la defensa de los Ravens puedan parar la ofensiva de los 49ers tampoco.
Wow, okay, all right, está bien.
I go Niners.
I'm going Ravens. I'm the only one going Ravens.
I'm sorry.
Next game, los Redskins se van a Carolina to take on the Panthers. Sorry, Juan, but I'm going to have to go against the Redskins. I'm going to go with the Panthers this week.
Yeah, Panthers. No, Allen, McCaffrey, va a ser bien duro parar esos jugadores que están jugando demasiado bien.
I mean, it's Panthers all day.
La defensa de Carolina es mucho más mejor que de Detroit, so I'll go Carolina.
All right.
Próximo partido. Is Cincinnati going to be able to get their first win ever? They take on the Jets in Cincinnati.
The return of...
You know what? Just for this game, I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
I think so, too.
I think them bringing back Dalton in and trying to maybe win a game, I think this is probably the only thing. And Tyler Boyd did not do bad this past week.
Because I don't think they want to go undefeated.
They don't want to go undefeated. They want to win one game.
Not undefeated. Defeated.
Oh, they want to go defeated.
So, I don't think they want to go defeated.
What about the Jets playing so good that we believing in the Jets?
I don't believe in the Jets. That's y'all.
I just called them to win the game. That's it. I never said they were the bomb. Tampoco. Put me down for the Bengals.
Bengals, all right.
Bueno, a mí me ponen los Jets. Creo que Darnold, Jamal Adams, they're going to take care of business el domingo. So, lo siento. Y creo que los Bengals quieren tratar de arreglar su temporada, pero creo que también quieren quedarse en el fondo para poder agarrar el number one pick para el año que viene y así deshacerse de Dalton ahí, de Andy. Ya lo quieren sacar y quieren buscar un talento nuevo.
Eso sí. I mean, that's the only reason why también. Pero, I mean, with Miami ganando y Redskins winning, I feel like the Bengals are going to get that one game just to say, all right, we can win one game. Mas nah.
I would like the Bengals to win, but I'm going to go Jets.
Jets?
Yeah.
Two Jets and two Bengals.
Próximo partido, los dos equipos, 6-5. Los Tennessee Titans se van a Indianapolis a enfrentarse con los Colts. En realidad, I don't
know why the Colts lost this past week, to be honest.
I mean, I feel like Tannehill, I mean, he has potential to win. It's just, it's
Brissett is looking nice. You still got T.Y.
Hilton. And of course. It's.
And Brissett used to be a backup for Brady. También.
I feel like this is going to be a coin flip.
You think
it could go either way, honestly speaking. But put me down for the Colts.
Yep. Colts.
Colts. Colts, 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 Colts.
I'll go Mr. Backup Titans. Tannehill.
Tannehill? I mean, Derrick Henry ran for a whole lot of yards this past game. I'm not going to lie. I mean, but A.J. Brown, you have Corey Davis that didn't do nothing. I think A.J. Brown had one TD. Mana. I mean, I like the Titans, pero I think the Colts should take that game.
Next game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go down to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars.
Battle of Florida.
Yeah, yo creo después de ese
of bad
embarrassing
Florida.
loss that the Jacksonville Jaguars took. I don't think it's going to be enough. Yo creo que Tampa Bay is going to keep with the con el momentum que tienen ellos, and they're going to come out victorious.
Bueno, en este partido, me voy con los Jaguars también.
I think Foles is going to come back just to spite Dale. He's going to have a good game. He's going to hear the podcast.
Oh, man, he's going to hear the podcast.
He's like, yo, this guy talking a lot of smack. He wants the stats.
I'm telling you, they should just put in Minshew in that game if they really going to do something anyway. Nobody's played like that. As a rookie QB, coming in, nothing built around him, and he does this with Leonard Fournette, which is really good. Dede Westbrook that hasn't caught nothing, but you have DJ Shark in the backfield that has caught everything so far. So I'm going with Jaguars. I don't know about y'all.
We'll see what happens.
So you are going with Jaguars.
Yeah.
Next game, the Eagles go down to Miami to face the Dolphins. I think it's going to be an upset. I think Miami's going to give it to the Eagles.
You just want the Eagles to not
we
be close to the
cushion.
Cowboys.
We just need more cushion in the NFC East.
Can you imagine if the Cowboys lose Thursday, how mad you going to be those 2 days before the game?
Oh, I am. I'm going to be super mad. But I mean, I feel like Fitzpatrick is going to be able to do something. So it's,
nah, I'm going to go Eagles. It's life or death right now with the Eagles. So.
Eagles, creo. Son el mejor equipo, más experiencia, más veteranos.
I'm going to go with Miami just because. They did put up some points against Cleveland. It was 24-41. I wasn't close, but they did put some points up. And against Philly, Philly's not putting up any points like that.
And the Eagles are not looking that. They're not looking that good.
They're not that great. And Wentz is out. Well, day to day. But if he's not 100%, he really can't play like that. And I don't know who their backup is, but
what you know about Nate Sutfield? What you know about Nate Sutfield?
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. I don't know who their backup is, but I doubt that they're going to be able to do anything.
Next game, the Green Bay Packers go up to New York to face the Giants. I feel like after that,
I think that big loss,
you're
gonna get an angry Aaron Rodgers.
He's gonna come out with vengeance.
He needs to. He needs to. I mean, Batman Aaron Rodgers needs to come and do something. Okay,
I'm gonna go with Green Bay that game.
Green Bay for me too.
Everybody going Pack.
Next game, the Browns travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers.
Oh,
the revenge game.
Yeah.
Pero no va a jugar a.
Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, no.
He's benched.
Yeah.
For bad performance.
Yeah, they benched him. I'm going to go with the Steelers because the Steelers.
Steelers right now got the sixth seed. I didn't even know they were doing that good. Yeah, they got the sixth seed in the playoffs. Can upset the Steelers, the Patriots or the Ravens.
Who's playing instead of Mason?
The guy who was there. He played one game when Rudolph had a concussion. I forget his name.
How did he do?
He did all right. It wasn't against Cincinnati, I think.
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
Well, he came in and he played better than Rudolph was playing.
Yeah, he did. So put me down for the Steelers.
Yo me voy con los Cleveland Browns.
I think.
Mayfield tiene algo que probar ahora mismo. Ya está como haciendo click mejor con.
Yeah, with Odell.
Odell Beckham Jr.
He found Jarvis.
They're playing good. Ya lo ganaron. Le pusieron 40 puntos. A los Steelers la primera vez y creo que este partido también lo van a ganar. Pero sí hay que darle muchos props a los Steelers lo que están haciendo porque no tienen a Antonio Brown, no tienen a Le'Veon Bell, no tienen a James Conner, no tienen a Big Ben.
Smith-Schuster. Smith-Schuster.
Y están ahí, they still hanging. Mira,
They're hanging by thread.
Exacto. No creo que van a ganar la división, pero sí pueden llegar a los playoffs y tal vez pueden hacer algo. So... Muy buen coaching de Mike Tomlin. Tomlin is killing it. Es uno de los mejores coaches.
Yeah, he ain't coming to the Redskins.
That definitely happened. Pero Big Ben, is he
done for the season?
Is he coming back next season? Is anybody?
He said que sí. Él dice que sí.
Okay.
Sí. Pero con todo eso, como sea, Browns.
Browns. Juan.
Steelers.
Dale.
Próximo partido, the LA Rams go down to Arizona. A ver, that's it con los Cardinals. I think this is a bounce back.
It has to be a bounce back game
for you guys.
We said that last week too, pero Dios mío.
Contra los Ravens.
Ay, estoy llorando ahorita.
I no creo that Goff has enough to win that game. Especialmente, I feel like the Rams.
It's a divisional game. Don't forget. It's a divisional game.
I smell chicken wings bet right here with that one.
The Ravens really, really exposed you guys. I know. Last night. They really, really exposed you guys. And
the commentators basically said what you need to do in order to beat the Rams. I heard it the whole time. Aaron Donald is
exactly
our problem.
So, I mean, I'm sorry, James, but I'm going with the Cardinals.
I smell a bet. I'm going with the Cardinals, too.
That's fine. I'm going with the Rams. You know, I'm
lunch next week is on me if the Rams win.
Rams.
Okay. Go ahead, Luimi.
He wants to see y'all in the Super Bowl. He wants an easy Super Bowl again.
Actually, that was not an easy Super Bowl for them because it wasn't a high-scoring game. It was only 13-9. Let's keep it real. All right.
McVay's face the whole time was
that was last year.
And I haven't seen the Redskins or the Cowboys near a Super Bowl.
That was last year's Rams. All right. Próximo partido, los Oakland Raiders se van a Kansas City to face the Chiefs. Put me down for the Chiefs. Chiefs got this game.
Yeah, Chiefs.
KC.
KC all day, everybody.
Next game, los Chargers se van a Denver to face the Broncos.
What's the point of playing that game?
I'm only going to going to say the Broncos porque están jugando en Denver. You know how it's hard. It's hard to play up there, especially if you're coming from LA. So
yeah.
I'm going to say Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos.
I think Broncos, yeah, of course.
I'm gonna go Chargers. They still got a chance to actually make the playoffs. They
made the playoffs last year and lost in the first round. They ain't gonna do nothing.
They beat Baltimore here. What are we talking about? They beat Lamar Jackson here last year at the playoffs.
It was for nothing.
Okay. All right. A playoff win is not good, I guess.
It's not. I mean, look at the Cowboys. We won a playoff game. It's not good enough. If you make the playoffs, you got to go the length and win.
Yeah, you have to cheat like we did against the Saints. Since that's what everybody
says.
Like
the Patriots do. Like the Patriots are going to do Sunday night.
They're
going to
deflate
the
ball.
Who they play?
The Patriots take on the Houston Texans in Houston. I mean, we're talking about the Patriots, man. It's Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. Put me down for the Patriots.
Patriots, baby. Sin ninguna duda. Pero va a ser un partido bueno porque Houston no se puede dormir. No. Watson, espectacular, que es como un mini Jackson, pero creo que ya le agarraron el juego a él y por eso Lamar Jackson también le ganó de una manera sorprendente hace un par de semanas atrás. Pero Patriots.
Para mí, si los Texans tuvieran a Watt todavía, a Clowney todavía, then I would say Texans, pero they don't have a good defense to stop the struggling Patriots offense right now. Mm-mm. So I go with the Patriots.
I think everybody's going Patriots on that one.
Monday night?
Patriots, yeah.
That was Monday night?
No, that's Sunday night. Oh, Monday night Sunday game, night. Los Minnesota Vikings go out to the West Coast to take on the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, this is going to be a really good game.
That's going to be a really good game.
This is going to be a really good game. Because they're both on the wild card spot.
Yeah, I mean, like, Russell Wilson, he played really, really good this past week. And they're going to be playing in Seattle. That's the 12th man.
Yeah.
I feel like unless Minnesota comes with fire, they're not going to be able to take down
Russell Wilson. If Adam Thielen decides to come back, if he can come back this game, I think that the Minnesota has it. But without Adam Thielen, I don't think it's not there. I don't think it's there.
I mean, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough environment for Kirk Cousins.
It is.
Loud.
I give you that. But I think that Kirk Cousins has enough experience where he can actually play this game right. I'm not doubting the Seahawks at all, even though they're in my division.
He just wants them to lose. He wants them to lose, man.
I want the 49ers and the Seahawks to lose because it'll help me out just a little bit more. But
you need the Vikings to lose, too.
Yeah, but the Vikings have a decent squad. Let's not take it away from them. They have a really decent
squad. It's actually better for you guys, for Minnesota to lose, because they have three losses.
Yeah. Versus what?
And Seattle has two losses.
Right.
So you should be cheering for that.
I think after Monday night, the Seattle Seahawks come out 10-2. So put me down for the Seahawks.
I'll go Seahawks, too.
Seahawks.
Sorry, nobody believes in Cousins.
Seahawks. You just hate Cousins because he was their skin. I'm actually going to go with Minnesota. I'm going to go with Minnesota.
All right. Yeah.
Dale.
Este domingo a las 1 de la tarde, we will be live. Juan.
Redskins visitando a los Panthers de Carolina. Al candidato de MVP, McCaffrey, he's probably going to have like 200 yards that game.
250, easy.
So, game. Eso va a ser a la 1 de la tarde aquí por el Sol 107.9, Sol Deportes 1580, la aplicación radio.com. Me pueden seguir a través de las redes sociales, arroba el poderoso DC. The real DJ Fatboy, where can they follow you?
I changed my Instagram handle, all my
uh-oh
handles.
Oh, hold on. Breaking news.
It's not the real DJ Fatboy.
I wish
we had
a bell. We can, you know, the sound ding, alarm. Ding, 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 ding.
It's the only Fatboy.
The only Fatboy.
The only Fatboy.
Okay.
Just Google me, man.
Google.
Okay, a mí me pueden encontrar en todas las plataformas con Luimi _ Mr. Worldwide.
Yes, sir.
Because he travels just like Robert Kraft. Okay. you can follow me on Mr. Dale on IG, Snapchat, Instagram, but you can definitely follow us on El Touchdown Show on Twitter. Now, I have got this information in just now that we are on podcasts on your iPhone. Please, 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 please subscribe. Listen to our show every week. We can always do this. If you guys have any questions, anything, you guys can always contact me on Twitter, and We'd always talk about anything else you want.
Dale. All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Feliz Thanksgiving. Día Acción de Gracias a todos.
Que pasen bien y disfruten con la familia.
Sandwiches
con sus
de pollo all day.
Hopefully the Cowboys lose. Let's get out. That would make my Thanksgiving. I picked them to win.
I bet it did. $90 million.
Suda. Peace, man. Suda.